Wisconsin I is in Milwaukee at the Republican State Convention. We're visiting with 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman. Glenn, thanks for taking time.
Glad to take a few minutes out of the convention to talk to Steve Walters.
Thank you. Big issue in Washington now, there's a petition in the House Republican Conference to force a debate on a DACA bill. Your position on that, sir?
Well, we'll see what bill eventually emerges. Obviously, you usually don't. Discharge petitions don't succeed. We'll have to see it happens. We'll have to see what leadership comes up with. I think the important thing is that we go down the route of a DACA bill. We make sure that the DACA recipients don't get preferences over native-born Americans, and we want to make sure that this doesn't start up again, you know, that we build a wall or do something to make sure we don't have a new influx of people here illegally.
Okay. The immigration debate changes so much. You're still a supporter of the wall. You think it would be an effective deterrent?
Oh, there's no question that we're losing a lot of money in this country through illegal immigrants. Either the health care we have to pay, the welfare we have to pay, it's time that we control their immigration.
Okay. The federal deficit is up to $21 trillion. Why? What's the problem?
Well, I think there's a feeling that we had, some people I think felt that in order to get anything through this time, we had to give every Republican and every Democrat what they wanted. You combine those two things, it gets very expensive. But I think that's the long-term problem. I think President Trump had tried to propose a balanced budget right away, but obviously some members of the legislature couldn't go along with that.
Will there be a will to deal with the legacy costs of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid at some point?
Well, I think the first thing they have to do is they have to tackle the discretionary costs, which is a lot easier, and we'll see that they can handle that.
Okay. The update us on health care with the failure to repeal the Affordable Care Act. What's the next steps as you heard it?
Well, as you know, things kind of got delayed in the Senate. I think the House could have done a variety of things. I think the Senate is in a more difficult position now than when it failed the first time because John McCain may or may not come back to the Senate. And if he doesn't, it costs the Republicans a seat. And of course, since that original vote, we lost a seat in Alabama. But as I understand it, there are a bipartisan group of senators working on things, and perhaps something will happen in the next 6 months. I don't know.
How do you grade President Trump's first 16, 18 months in office?
Well, I think the only thing that's disappointing is some of his tweets. I think overall his cabinet is very good. I think his judicial picks are very good. Like I said, he tried to stand up to Congress and balance the budget. I think on regulatory reform, things are good. I think overall, in some ways I would have liked the tax package to be better. I think the tax cuts were a good thing. So overall, I think he's done a very good job. I just think some of his tweets come across sometimes a little bit unprofessional and hurts the Republican Party popularity-wise.
The president's defenders like Kellyanne Conway and Anthony Scaramucci say, news media, understand that the American people are more concerned with our booming economy and progress in international relations than they are any personal issues with the president. Do you hear that from your 6th congressional district resident?
Oh, I think that's true unquestionably. I mean, they are very frustrated with the press. The press seems obsessed with Donald Trump's personal life rather than what's going on. Like I said, I do wish he would be a little more measured in some of his tweets, and I think that hurts him popularity-wise. But overall, I think most people are frustrated in that they see the mainstream media as continuing a campaign, which began during the actual campaign, of trying to discredit President Trump and not focus on the issues as much as they should.
When he goes to Singapore on June 12th to meet with North Korea's leader, are you optimistic or are you guarded?
I'm very guarded. I mean, North Korea's leader has lied before. I do think that we finally have American president who hopes to actually get something done. And we've dealt with President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, always kind of felt, well, we'll leave this for a future president. And I think finally we have a president who is more serious about things, wants to get things done. So I am more hopeful than I have in the past, but nobody can get that optimistic when you're dealing with the dictator of North Korea.
And the president's decision to withdraw the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, support it?
Well, I think, right, I do support it. I mean, we've all said it was a bad deal in the first place. Information has come out since that deal that shows that Iran was being more aggressive at that time than they let on. The people who said that the original deal would cause Iran to moderate, and you look what's going on in Yemen, you look what's going on in Syria, obviously those people look very gullible right now. So I think it's similar to the Korean situation in that President Trump does not want to leave office in 3 years or 7 years and have a growing nuclear threat coming in from Iran.
What do you consider your biggest successes in two terms in the U.S. House for the 6th District, Glenn?
I think I tilted the tax cuts much more for the average guy, which I think you'd have to consider a success. I think I have elevated the importance of welfare reform, and we're going to get something somewhat mild out of the House sometime in the next three weeks.
The primary between Senator Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson, do you fear that that's divisive for the Republican Party?
I don't think it's divisive at all. I don't hear a lot of people very critical of either candidate. I think whoever wins that is going to come united against Tammy Baldwin. I mean, they realize that whether you're concerned about immigration, whether you're concerned about welfare, we're going to want a Republican in that position.
You served with Leah. Have you endorsed her?
No, but I think very highly of Leah. I mean, I've said very many positive things about her. I like her independence, and, she's not overly connected right now with the Washington insiders, and I think we want more people like that in the Senate.
Then maybe final question. You're being challenged by Dan Cole. Why shouldn't Dan Cole represent the 6th District?
Well, I think I've done a good job. I think be it on immigration or welfare reform or opiate abuse, I think I'm where the people in the 6th District should be. Obviously, I'm concerned about the race. I mean, I've never before dealt with a guy who, sold his $5 million house to come here. So, and very connected, a bundler for Hillary Clinton. So he knows the ultra wealthy of the left of this country. But I feel I've been connecting with the voters of that district for 4 years now. And I think my conservative message, like I said, on welfare, on social issues, is something that the 6th District voters believe in.
Maybe just one more question. What does Wisconsin lose in terms of Washington clout with the retirement of Speaker Ryan?
Well, I think our other congressman and Ron Johnson are very well connected. I think sometimes it even gives us more freedom to do what we want. So I don't think it's going to be a big loss for Wisconsin. Plus, President Trump really is appreciative to the voters of Wisconsin for sticking with him in 2016. And that's not something President Trump is going to forget.
Congressman Glenn Garthman, thanks for talking to Wisconsin Eye.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. Thank you.